This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. It's January 15th, and on this day in 1990, Trent Tucker's game-winning shot changed the rules of basketball and what was allowed in the final second of a game. The scene was Madison Square Garden and a matchup between the Chicago Bulls and the hometown New York Knicks. The game was tied with a tenth of a second on the clock, and the Knicks were inbounding the ball in front of their own bench. Now, this was the first season that the NBA game clock was using tenths of seconds. The Knicks' Mark Jackson inbounded the ball to Trent Tucker, directly in front of him, who then turned and fired a three. Just after the horn sounded and the clock went to triple zeros, the high arcing shot dropped through the net, and the Knicks celebrated the game winner and then sprinted to the locker room after the 109-106 victory. Bulls head coach Phil Jackson was not happy, saying, "You can't shoot a shot in that amount of time." And of course, he's correct. The clock operator started the clock late, which allowed for the additional time Tucker needed to launch the shot. The Bulls protested the official's decision to allow the bucket, but while Commissioner David Stern agreed with Jackson and the Bulls that the shot should not have counted, he denied the protest and the result stood as a Knicks three-point win. What resulted was the Trent Tucker rule, which in essence says that you cannot take a shot with less than 3/10 of a second on the clock. It has to be a tip-in or a dunk, and that's a direct result of what happened on this day in 1990. Also in 1997, Dennis Rodman kicked videographer Eugene Amos in the groin after falling over Amos's feet. The NBA fined Rodman $25,000 and suspended him for 11 games. It cost him an additional $200,000 to settle with Amos out of court. In 1967, Green Bay beat Kansas City in the first ever Super Bowl. And in 1878, Harvard's Fred Thayer applied for a patent for the first baseball catcher's mask. His prototype had been modified from a fencing mask. That's all for today. Thanks for stopping by and giving this episode a listen. If you like the show and have a brief moment, how about leaving a 5-star review and a comment on Apple Podcasts? That would be greatly appreciated. Also, check out the show notes for other ways to help the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with another This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.